Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about using the stages in your work life, specifically connecting to your market and following their evolution. We've previously talked about how to use the stages to connect to your boss, to connect to other people on your team, at the same level to connect to the people who work for you. And now we need to kind of look external to the company and start thinking about connecting to your customers. That's what we're going to talk about today. Before we get into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Sylmar, California. Thank you for this connection. Thank you for joining me. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world. So let's talk business. Your customers. Everybody's got a marketing thing, right? Everybody's got a method and it keeps changing. But your market is nothing more than a large collection of individuals who choose to buy your product or services. Now, savvy businesses go through enormous efforts to understand their markets. I bet your marketing and sales departments could tell you about your market in fantastic detail. Their age, their income, their interests, do they rent or do they own their home? And so forth. You know everything about their money, their favorite TV shows, the pages they follow on Facebook, and how they interact with your website. You know how old they are, whether they're married or single, whether they have children and how many, and how they feel politically. Now, here's the hard part. As soon as you think you know your market, there is some portion of people who should love your product or service, but they don't. Why? Because age and finances and entertainment choices and marital status do not tell you what they are dealing with on a personal level. Maybe sometimes they do reveal a little bit of that. But if you could know what stage they are currently spending the most time in, you might be able to reach them where they are and truly connect. So, for example, if your business is a stage four business focused on giving back to charity with every sale, you would want to market to a stage four audience. People in stage four are primarily focused on the needs of others and a bit of their own needs. They will love to buy something they need and also help someone else. Now, try to sell that to someone in stage five of exactly the same demographics. You will fail because your pitch came off as an ideological one, even if it wasn't meant that way. And it turned them off because people in stage five, everything is ideological. Everything is interpreted through that lens, whether it is or isn't. Now, not only will they not buy your product, they will actively speak against you. Yikes. Stage six customers will see your altruistic offering and think that's lovely. You know, oh, well, isn't that nice? And never buy a thing. And each of these customers may have had all the exact same demographic and profiling data. The same income, the same age, the same marital status, the same favorite TV shows, the same favorite social media pages. Let's take another example. Suppose you are a stage seven business, all about innovation. Well, who doesn't love innovation, right? I'll tell you who. People in stage six, live and let live, don't love innovation. They have life all set up the way they like it, and you can do you, but they are going to do their life their way, and the status quo they have created is perfect. they are the late adopters. Even if they are otherwise, according to your demographics, a perfect fit. Stage three people don't give a crap about your innovation unless it directly leads to their immediate needs being filled today. Stage four people think your innovation is neat and cool. But they wonder how your manufacturing might be overworking your staff, and they think you could help people more. Stage five people will first have to check your company's political stance before they decide if the innovation is a good one. So as you can see, it's always more complicated than it seems. If you can understand the ideal dominant stage for your customer, you will have another powerful tool in your marketing arsenal. You're right to want to understand everything about your customer, and stage is just one more factor, and a very important factor, in their buying decision, even though they probably don't realize that. Your customer's stage gives you insight into deep psychological motivations, as well as a critical bit of information, which is where they are heading next. Because nobody stays in the same stage forever. We're constantly evolving over the years or months of our lives. Once you establish an offering that sells well with, let's say, the stage three market, it would behoove you to prepare an offering for when those individuals move into stage four. So let's pick on Amazon because it's fun and they're such a great example. They serve the stage three market very well. If I need something, stage three, I bet I can find it at Amazon. Food, clothing, gadgets, equipment, books, and stuff I didn't even know existed. Everything at one convenient site and fast shipping if you're willing to pay, Prime or otherwise. It's a stage three dream. Everyone needs things. So you could argue that their customers are from every stage and every demographic, and this is true, but when that customer comes to the Amazon website, it's because they need something in particular. In that moment, they are in stage three. In that moment, during that interaction, once the need is satisfied, they may immediately pop into stage four. Now, if you were Amazon, it would be smart to ask for charity donations right after checkout. We see that concept in grocery stores, right? You go to the checkout in the grocery store, and right at the end, after they've processed all your stuff, they ask you if you'd like to make a donation. This is the brilliance of it. It works. Because once the stage three customer has their need fulfilled, they will immediately think about the needs of others. Stage four, on their way back around the cycle to whatever their dominant stage is. So you would not want to ask for a donation prior to fulfilling the need. Now, this is one place where Amazon gets it wrong. Sometimes when you first go to the website, they try to remind you of, switch over to the charity shopping site. But I bet that's not really actually getting a lot of traction for them because people are in stage three, they need what they need. Once they've got what they need, then you want to ask them, hey, do you want to apply this to whatever charity? Yes, I do. Now, let's suppose you run an experience-based business. That would be a stage two business. The experience is the thing that brings customers in and keeps them coming back. So, no matter what their dominant stage is, when they walk through your doors, they are in stage one, open and seeking to be engulfed in an amazing experience. And they're walking out in stage two, mesmerized by their experience and talking about it with all their friends. After a day or two, or a week, however long they require to sort of mentally process the experience, they will spend a little time in stage three, determining if they have new needs and how to meet them. So you would do well to assist with that. For example, suppose you run a concert venue. The experience of live music is the product. A great concert leaves you feeling amazing. The connection, the feelings. It takes me about a week to process that. Other people, I'm sure, have different timelines. Now, when you come down from the high, there's a bit of a crash. Back to the normal grind. Nothing exciting happening this weekend. Dang. I need more excitement in my life. A new need has been found. And this is the time. This is when you want to send offers to your past concert goer. But don't just offer more concerts. Right? You're going to start to see where I'm going here. Don't just offer more concerts. Yes, offer more concerts, but also consider partnering with other experienced-based businesses to offer mutually beneficial experiences. Become a source for satisfying experiential needs. See how we're linking stage two and three. Now, if that goes well, and you're satisfying stage three needs, the need for exciting experiences, be prepared with an offering that lets those same people fund experiences for those less fortunate. That's a stage four offering. See how that works? You're evolving with your market, meeting them where they are in each stage in a way that fits with who you are as a business. Now, let's take a different, more restricted example now. Suppose you run a defense technology business. Yes, that's very niche industry, but one that I am intimately familiar with. Selling to the government is incredibly restrictive. Selling to the Department of Defense is even worse. Defense industry companies are solidly stage five companies. This is not because government equals politics, because often down at the lower buying levels of the Defense Department, it's not political at all. It's because the defense of a nation is driven by those who have a strong ideology in favor of that cause. Although they come from across the entire spectrum of political affiliations, they are a deeply patriotic bunch who believe completely in what we would call, quote, supporting the warfighter. It's a lifestyle. The customer and the supplier alike often have military backgrounds and feel very strongly about what they're doing and why they're doing it. In this case, you and your customer are very aligned in your dominant stage. But as we've seen in other examples, when they come to you, they may be in another stage, if only temporarily. If the program you are contracted to complete is having problems, something's going wrong with the work, your customer is coming to you in stage three. They need this to work. You must meet them there and find a way. Now, if, however, you're just beginning to formulate ideas with your customer, they're more likely to be in stage four or stage five, depending on their particular role, their particular job role. Some customers within the government are creating solutions for some other end user. They're focused on those other end users. And some government customers are the end user and focused on a belief set about how a solution should work and the larger implications. You'll want to understand them well enough to know the difference and meet that difference competently. So the big ideas here are that your customer is in some dominant stage each day. But when they come to you, what stage are they in? Are they in their dominant stage? Or are they coming to you because of something else? Are they coming to you in a different stage? So what stage are they in when they actually make connection with you? And then, where are they going? What is the next stage that they're going to be in? And how can you provide for them in that stage? And in the next stage, right? It's an evolution. And how can you meet them in these different stages in a way that's still in line with your business or your service, your products, your mission? All interesting things to think about. So stage is going to be a new and very useful element of how you define your market, your ideal market, and how you advertise to that market. What kinds of marketing campaigns, the imagery and the designs and the words that you choose. It's not just about profile data, it's about stage two. And I don't mean two, I mean T-O-O, stage as well. So get to understand the stage that your customers are in, the stage that of customer that you're looking for, the stage that they're coming to you in, and how they're evolving after that. And that, I think, will give a big boost to your marketing. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. Thanks for joining me today. If you have thoughts, questions, and ideas, click the link in the show notes. Let me know what's going on. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.